Welcome back. This is the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. I am Stephen Kay, your host, and if you want to call and join the program, well, you just dial my name, 713-783-8365. That is 713-S-T-E-V-E-N-K. Live or podcast, you will reach me directly. If you can become part of the show, we'd love to have you on. If you're listening to us later, well, you'll still reach me, and if you have a question for myself or one of my great show advisors or guest experts, I will make sure to connect you to them directly. You can also shoot an email to me at StephenKLive.com, and of course, participate in the fun on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Google+, because there's a lot more going on there than what we can squeeze into this short hour we do on the show every day. With me right now, because as I mentioned in the opening segment, today is all about your health and wellness, and our customized clinical nutritionist, Dr. Dan Cuney, is here to talk with us, about healthy thoughts and healthy emotions. Now, we all know the power of our mind has a lot to do, has a lot of influence over our own lives. I've said on this show before, everything that is created in this world and in this universe started with a simple thought. You think, well, man-made creations, at one point computers did not exist, but somebody thought and conceived of that, and that came from previous thoughts of how to transmit electricity, and all kinds of things went into the evolution of computers and other man-made creations. Well, the same thing with things in nature and things that God created in the universe. It started with the simple power of thought. And that means that, you have the power over your own life to create what you want. And that includes good health. Because if you think healthy thoughts, you will have a healthier life, and that's what Dr. Dan Cuney is here to talk to us about today.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Yes, I thought it would be interesting for us to go on that. You know, as you know, I'm a chiropractor and nutritionist, but really the original chiropractor, D.D. Palmer, talked about the five factors of health, which was exercise, rest, nutrition, mental well-being, all flowing through a healthy nervous system. So sometimes we talk about these other factors of health, so we wanted to get into emotions a little bit today. And, you know, just an interesting discovery. There's a lot more, and it can get, you know, very deep when you start getting into emotions. But the beginning understanding of this is just, I want to just rewind to a pretty well-known speaker and author named Earl Nightingale. And Earl Nightingale, as you know, he's really the beginning of what we know as motivational speakers today. He has a whole array of things that are positive motivational speaking available. And he has a very famous disc. If you have not heard it, I highly recommend it. It's called The Strangest Secret. And in The Strangest Secret, he talks about something which he calls about, first he talks about what is the definition of success. And he calls success a progressive realization of a worthy ideal. And the progressive realization of a worthy ideal may be different for you than it is for me or for your wife or for everybody has what they are here for, like what their ideal is, what they're trying to move towards, right? And so if we have that definition of success, then we can take a look at it and start wondering, you know, what makes people successful? What makes people move towards the goal, the big dream that God's put in their consciousness? And he said, you know, he studied people for 20 years, which was a pretty long time, as you can imagine, just trying to figure this out. And he came up with this really straightforward concept that you may have heard before, because he's talked about it so much and it's so well known, but it's what we become, what we think about. And so this whole, you know, this whole concept is pretty powerful, because we, you know, we could take a moment now and have our listeners just think about the worst event in their life, the one that, you know, just really has a lot of emotion. They can just close their eyes if they're not driving. And, you know, just think about that emotion and think about what it was like and then get that feeling. And it's very clear that that feeling comes up for them and those emotions are there. Then we can go and wipe that clean for a moment, and then we can have them think about the most wonderful thing that's happened to them. It could be something like, they the birth of their first child, or it could be some other amazing event, you know, when they graduated or something that really has a milestone for them in their lives, and feel what the emotions are there. And they feel happy. Now, what's changed in these last 60 seconds, Stephen? Nothing's really changed, right?
That's right.
All they did is we've changed what we were thinking. We didn't change anything about the emotions. And a lot of people today feel like their emotions are broken. I don't know why I'm depressed all the time. I don't know why I'm down all the time. There's just not anything that I can do about that. Well, first of all, there are some things we can do in nutrition. We've talked about them before, neurotransmitters and so on. But first and foremost is recognize that your emotions are not broken. It's actually responding to what you're thinking.
You know, I like what you said there. When you were talking about this, within the last 60 seconds, nothing else changed around us. Mm. And that is so true in every aspect of life. I tell this story sometimes when I'm talking about the power of thought, about two people who go on a roller coaster. And one person loves roller coaster rides, so when he or she gets on it, you know, the hands are up in the air. Yeah. They're not holding on to the safety bar at all. They're screaming, they're yelling, they're laughing, having a great time.
Right.
And when you laugh and have emotions like that, then your body produces chemicals that actually help you be healthier, strengthen your immune system, etc. But the other person hates roller coasters. They're going on because their friend's going on. And they get nauseous just standing in line thinking about it. And they hold on to that safety bar till their knuckles turn white. And when they get off, they feel dizzy and lightheaded. And when your mind has emotions like that, your body can produce chemicals that are harmful to you. Well, the circumstances of the ride are exactly the same. Mm-hmm. The circumstances don't care who is who. They just are. They're just in existence. It's how we think and react to the circumstances that truly make the difference in our life.
Certainly. That is so true. And it's a great analogy. I may use that, by the way, in the talk tonight. So thank you.
You're welcome.
It is very true. And I've experienced this in my own life. I'm sure you've experienced in your life where you find yourself kind of stuck in an emotion and you're just there and what you realize, if you can just step outside yourself for a second and look what you're doing, you'll realize you're just thinking and reacting and very often reacting out of an old, injury, you know, emotional injury that's happened in the past, you know, a long time ago or something, and we're just acting in that place. And so that's why the person next to you could be experiencing the exact same thing and not being, you know, not feeling the same way you are, because we each have our own individual history, our makeup, and our story. But one of the things that are very powerful, and well, we won't have enough time to get into this fully today, but we can, you know, touch on it. There's ways to actually unlock those buried emotions without doing, I definitely think that if talk therapy is needed, that's a good thing and so on, but without getting into deep talk therapy and stuff, there is definitely ways that you can do at your own home, trying to unlock some of those buried emotions and just look at the situation differently. There's things that I can do in the office called neuroemotional technique, which we work with people to you know, source where that original thing is, you know, settling in the body, because some of these stored emotions will settle in the body in a certain organ. So I had a patient, it was 2 weeks ago, that she's had adrenal fatigue for years and years. And, you know, we tracked it back when we did some of the work that we do. We tracked it back and recognized that this all started when she had some, you know, challenging things happened to her when she was a little girl. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's just amazing that, you know, as we unlock that, you know, she was saying how much more vibrant she feels and more alive she feels. And in my simple testing methods of checking into where they are energetically, it was really amazing to see that the adrenals had strengthened up. And this is something that she had been feeding with nutrition for a long time. So it's really amazing to see how all those factors of health, it keeps going back to those factors of health, the exercise, the rest, nutrition, mental well-being, all flowing through a healthy nervous system. If any of those things are out of balance, we're not going to be at a complete wellness.
And what it comes down to is exactly what you talk about in your article. We become what we think about. And if we think about illness, especially when we have it, it just allows it to manifest inside of our bodies. If we think about being healthy, then, you know, science is science, and there are certain things that no matter how hard we think, it cannot overcome, maybe. I don't know. But certainly the power of thinking positive over things and prayer over things, if anything else, does not have any negative effect. So if it can only have a positive effect, then why not take it in that direction? Why sit there and worry about things that you may not be able to change, whereas you may be able to change them by thinking better about them?
Yeah, I certainly agree. You know, we get two types of people in the office. We get the people that are there that are kind of stuck in where they're at, and they're there, so they took a step forward towards healing, but they're not really actively engaged in wanting to get well and being positive and happy about it. And then we get another person, another type of person in the office that's there, and they're ready to get well. They think positive. They know that the work can do the work, and there's no question that the chiropractic, the nutrition, and all that stuff will work either way. But I can tell you from personal experience that the person is positive about it and happy and ready to go and knows that they're going to get well, they hands down get well faster all the time. And so there is an effect. You know, it's hard to quantify something like that, right? You know, science won't, you know, quantify it, but that's my experience.
Well, and statistically, they have shown this in some way, shape, or form. They have shown when people have a healthier attitude toward a disease or an illness, that they are able to get through the treatments faster and heal better, and or at least if it's something that's terminal, live longer. You know, they've shown that when you exercise through these periods, that it also helps your body heal better because you're taking care of it. And a lot of times, medical doctors, you know, in the case of cancer, may tell you to stop exercising because it weakens your body. But there has been studies that have shown just the opposite. So, again, how we think and what we do and how we act, or I should say react, to even some of the worst circumstances when it comes to our health can make them better.
Yes, yes. And, you know, one of the things I wanted to get into a little bit was just kind of talking about the concept of where we are in our life and what is it that you want to create in your life? You know, do you want to focus, what I call focus on the possibility of human greatness? So do we want to really look at what is possible for you? Was there a big dream that you had when you were a little girl, a little boy, and then you just kind of given up on that big dream? So there's a concept, and sometimes in religion we get confused with this, and it took me a while to get my head wrapped around this personally, so we'll see if it touches anybody else, is that there's this concept of being content. And a lot of times we hear this from the pulpit or whatever, and we start thinking, okay, well then I should just be satisfied, I should be content, and I really shouldn't look for anything greater in my life. And I disagree. I do think that we need to learn to be content and grateful. Okay, so it's more about being grateful for what you're given at this moment. But I also think that God wants us to have something greater and bigger in our life. And so that we want to focus on that greater thing. We always want to grow. And we want to grow in the way we serve others, and we want to grow in how we can create something greater in our life for our family. And that is why I believe that it's more about being grateful for what you have and then looking towards what you can grow towards in the future. And that was a really big aha moment for me when I discovered that difference.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a key point. And so if you have gotten away from your big dream, you know, take a little time for yourself. Go out in some journal and pray and ask God just to reveal to you what is it that big dream that you forgot about. You know, it was kind of interesting. I asked my dad once, I said, you know, Dad, do you remember me having any sort of, you know, big dream when I was a little kid? I don't remember anything. And he said, you know, you always wanted to help others. It was so evident ever since you were a little boy. And I was just really surprised about that because, yes, that is my MO, if you will. You know, that's what I'm about in the world. But I didn't realize that it was there when I was a kid. Like, I didn't recognize it, but it's part of what makes me a good doctor. So everyone has something like that. There was some sort of dream, some sort of way that you were uniquely made. And I think that that's important for us to, you know, find that out. Don't get stuck in the mundane, which is so easy to do. You know, here's my routine for the day. Make sure you take some time for growth. And that might look like a little prayer or meditation time, journaling time, you know, each day, whatever works for you to, you know, help you grow, move towards that place.
All right. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dan Cuney, give us a call at 713-783-8365. He wrote a great article for our newsletter this week, Healthy Thoughts, Healthy Emotions, which you can find on our website, the Read More link under today's show at StephenKLive.com. When we come back, we did just get word from Umberto that he won't be able to make the show today, Umberto Coppola from 130 Fitness, but I will be telling you about a special offer that he has for you, our listener, to get two free personal training sessions from 130 Fitness at one of their three great locations here in the Houston area. So stay tuned for that. We have more to come with Dr. Dan Cuney, our customized clinical nutritionist, on how to create health in your life through the simple power of your thoughts. 713-783-8365. Welcome back. This is the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. Stephen K. here, talking to you today about one of the most important aspects that impact your life and can also impact your business and money, because if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. If you have a question or comment about your health, I am sitting here with Dr. Dan Cuney, our customized clinical nutritionist. He is here to answer your questions at 713-STEPHEN-K. That's 713-783-8365. You can also find him online at drdanwellness.com. There he has a wealth of information about better health, including the show archives that we also store on our show website, but you can find them there directly at his. And the reason I lead you there is because there you'll find more information about things that you can do to improve your health, including good things to eat, things not to eat, and foods and ingredients to avoid. There are self-assessment tests that you can gauge where you are in your health for your life. And it's all available to you online at drdanwellness.com. He has free workshops and seminars that he puts on. In fact, one is tonight on this very topic about healthy thoughts and emotions. And if you're listening to this show later or after today, obviously, be too late for that one. But he does those every month. So when you go to drdanwellness.com, click on the events and seminars link, and you'll find his next free workshop that's available for you. Of course, we also, when it comes to health, talk with our friends at 130 Fitness, Umberto Coppola, usually here to give you advice on how to exercise better. Unfortunately, couldn't make the show today, but he does have a special offer for you. If you'd like two free personal training sessions with one of the great trainers at 130 Fitness, you can call Umberto at 130 Fitness directly, 713-888-0066. That's 713-888-0066. Or you can email freestuff@stephenklive.com. In the subject line, put 130 Fitness and include your name, address, phone number, and email so we know how to get you that free personal training certificate. And it's two sessions. That's a value over $100. So take advantage of it and see how working out one time a week for 30 minutes can impact your health for the better. And I do this training myself, and I'm telling you, it makes a huge difference in my endurance and my productivity. And if you know me, I play ice hockey, and how well I do on the ice, and the strength in my legs and the rest of my body. So I saw the difference within 2 to 4 weeks, and you can do the same with 2 free personal training sessions. Free stuff at StephenKLive.com or call Umberto directly at 713-888-0066. Now, back to Dr. Dan Cuney, our customized clinical nutritionist here on LBM Radio. Dr. Dan, you know, a lot of how we think comes back, how we think about our life, how we think about our health, comes back to how we think about ourselves. You know, who do you think you are? What are the things you say about you to yourself? These types of thoughts can have huge impacts on a lot of things in our life, including our health and well-being.
Who do you think you are, Stephen? Absolutely.
I'm awesome.
Yeah. And that's really huge to say that to yourself every morning you get up and each time you get up. And it seems a little quirky. Yes, it does. But I actually recognize this issue, you know, and what was going on in my mind and how those negative thoughts were starting to come into my mind, and realizing that the real challenge for us is to not just stop thinking the negative thoughts, but to stop the negative thoughts in their tracks and replace it with something positive. So say something great about yourself. Look in the mirror and say that you're handsome or you're beautiful. Say something to yourself that's really going to make a difference in how you look at yourself. Most of us have not even taken the time to do that.
I am handsome.
That's right.
Yes, it's okay to lie to myself.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of my favorite things is the president of Life University used to do this thing with us at the beginning of his seminars, and he used to go in and he would get everybody to stand up and shout out, "I am happy, I am healthy, I am terrific." And we used to shout it out with a lot of emphasis and joy, and it was just really amazing how much different you felt as soon as you do that. It's, you know, where we think about ourselves, what we say to ourselves really does have an effect. So when bad things happen, a lot of times what's the easiest thing to do is just to start beating ourselves up, and I'm recognizing how that connects to past mistakes that we made, and so then you feel like it's just a snowball effect and so on. But I want you to recognize it's not your circumstances that have you down. It isn't. It's the thoughts about your circumstances that have you down. So if you just work on this concept, if you recognize what's going on, you stop the negative thoughts and you start replacing with positive thoughts, your whole emotional structure will feel different.
One of my favorite quotes, and I probably won't get it exactly right because it's not here in front of me this time, but one of my favorite quotes comes from Charles Swindoll, who says, "I believe that life is 10% of what happens to me and 90% about of how I react to it."
Absolutely. I agree with that. It's so certain, right? You know, life is what we make of it. And we have the tendency, especially if we spend a lot of time in front of the television and you know, reading the newspapers, and, you know, we get a lot of negative stuff. You know, one of the worst things that I can, and I know it's going to upset some people, but one of the worst things I think you can do is put the last thing in your mind before you go to sleep at night about how many murders, rapes, and bad news and hurricanes and everything that else that's going on is right before you go to sleep at night. Let's just watch that news at 11 o'clock at night or whatever and go to sleep on that and see what we dream about and what we think about. You know, why not, instead of that, turn off the television, get some positive book out, get something that you know, is uplifting, something that can, you know, lift you spiritually, and put that and go to sleep on that and see what your mind creates for you when you wake up in the morning.
That's a good idea. And the same thing when you wake up. You know, when you wake up, the first thing I always tell people, you know, and I yesterday, because I was out at a training seminar of my own to improve something in my life, my networking skills, I replayed a show called The Four F Words of Life, and it's about how we put in our priorities. And the four F words are faith, family, fitness, and finance. And I always say to people, when you wake up in the morning, the first thing that you should do is be grateful that you woke up. Every day that you open your eyes and you're breathing is a blessing from God. And we really need to have that attitude in our lives, because a lot of times we wake up and we start thinking, all right, what do I have to do today? Oh, I've got to make these calls. Oh, I've got to take care of this. I've got to follow up with this client. I've got to take care of this issue. There's bills to be paid. And these thoughts, they're things we have to do, and they're things that we have to take care of, but it really shouldn't be the very first things on our mind. And that's human nature. We do that to ourselves. But all that does is it gets you stressed out. And you can handle all of those things throughout the day so much better if you just get up and give thanks. If you just get up and give a kiss to your wife or your husband and be glad that they're there with you through this journey we call life. And start thinking of some of the positive things that you have around you. Count your blessings, because you really can't get to a better place if you're not grateful for where you are at this moment.
I wholeheartedly agree with you, Stephen. And, you know, it's amazing to me what the difference is in my day when I hit that snooze alarm a couple too many times, right? And then I'm getting out and I'm rushing and I'm trying to go out the door, as opposed to getting up when I intend to, having a half an hour to, you know, pray, meditate, read the Bible, and get my day set on the right place, say these positive affirmations to myself about, you know, who I am in the world and how I'm serving others. And the whole day is different. It's just so amazing to me. And it, you know what's more even mind-boggling to me? Why don't I make that a priority 365 days a year? Why is it that, you know, there's days that I just like, oh, I just need another 10 minutes. Oh, let me hit the snooze alarm again. Oh, I just need another 10 minutes. Why don't I just pop out of bed and go do what you just said? I mean, it just makes so much sense. And so we all have our ups and downs, but I'm telling you, the more that I can do that, the better my life is.
And that's the way it really should be, because when you wake up and you start to stress yourself out, again, your thoughts impact your physical being. And if you wake up and start your day out stressed and you're stressed throughout the entire day, well, then that cannot have a positive influence over your body. Your body will produce chemicals that are bad for you. If you find yourself in the middle of the day just starting to feel that way, take a breath. Walk outside. Take a moment to just sit and relax, even if it's just a minute. Even if you got 1,000 things on your desk that you have to get done in the next 5 minutes, trust me when I say you don't have to get them done in the next 5 minutes. And there is nothing that's so urgent. In fact, one of my bosses taught me this a long time ago, because I used to be a customer service manager. Mm-hmm. So I was constantly responding to complaints.
Right.
That was a whole job. Talk about a stressful job. And somebody would call and say, I need this thing shipped now, and it should have been here yesterday, and you got all of that stuff. And then I try to rush back and get that taken care of. And if you got two or three of those in a row, you're just running like a chicken with your head cut off. My boss actually came up to me one day and said, Stephen, there is nothing that's urgent top priority that can't be handled within 15 minutes. Because when somebody said do it now, I thought, now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he just said, in other words, take the time to make sure it's done right. Don't rush it. Get back to the customer. They'll wait. And just, you know, once you take care of them, they'll be happy. But it didn't have to be that you had to fix it within 1 or 2 or 5 minutes. Take the time to make sure that it's done right, and don't stress yourself out. And it really made a difference in how I reacted to things throughout the day, and therefore what my emotional and stress levels were. Because I was just able to cope with things better. And lo and behold, I became more productive, got more things done, and at the same time, just felt better doing it.
Yes. And, Stephen, I believe, I interview people, as you know, every visit. You know, that's what I do. And so that always comes up, is what's going on with their principal stress in their life. And I believe that all of us have something, like you just explained, in our lives that we could work on, that we could just reframe for ourselves, and that principal stress would not affect us in that way. You know, there are tools to help us do this. And, you know, sometimes when we have that story that's going on in our head, you know, I call it the tape player, you know, that just keeps going on and on about this certain situation, and it feels like you just can't turn the tape player off. You know, you start looking and recognizing that it's a tape player. You start asking yourself, is it really true what you're saying? And can you absolutely know that it's true? Is there, if you're saying that, you know, X, Y, Z about this person, you know, do you, is there no question, is there no instance whatsoever in the world that you can give that makes that not true? And then when you do find that instance, because it'll always be there, then what'll happen for you is you'll be able to reframe that reference. You'll be able to relook at what's going on for you in a different way. And then you journal about it and you start recognizing it's your relationship to this issue that's really the problem. So you know that old story when you have, if I'm pointing a finger at you, Stephen, there's three fingers pointing back at me. I mean, that's so true to us. And so often our emotions, we give them away because we say, you know, it's Stephen, it's what you did. It's what you did. And really it's what the way I'm reacting to it, the way I'm, you know, in that place. And if we can just start to work in that area, we can reframe our life and have a positive experience, whether it's at work, whether it's with our significant other, whatever the case may be. You know, there was one other interesting story that I thought, and it's a little bit, you know, making a left turn here, but I thought we want to talk about it. It's at the end of the article, which is this concept of, can this affect our health? And I truly believe it can affect our health. I truly believe it is a factor of health, as we were saying. And there's this story about this pharmacist who was giving out prescriptions. And when he gave the prescriptions, he would tell this tell them that every hour they need to say, I'm getting better and better every day in every way. I'm getting better and better and every day in every way. Seems like a very simple thing, but it was amazing how this pharmacist's patients outperformed all the other pharmacies. So, you know, the doctors, you know, all these people having the same issues, giving the same prescriptions and so on. But because this pharmacist took the time to say that this was the prescription, and I call it the best prescription ever, you know, just get into there. Try it. Try it for a day. Every hour, all day long, set your little alarm on your phone to go off every hour and say the words, I'm getting better and better every day in every way. And watch how your day changes and how you feel different and how your body changes. And, oh, by the way, these guys are people who were sick. So just imagine what is possible.
And for the cynics out there, all I have to say to you is, if it doesn't work, what difference does it make? It's not certainly, if it doesn't work, that means it's not going to change anything, right? Things are still going to be what they are. But if it has the possibility of making even the smallest improvement in your life, well then, why not give it a shot? And for those who already believe in this, you know it works. You know how it impacts you. And hopefully you're putting this into practice in your own life in some way every single day, because it will impact your life. It will help you build your business. It will help you be able to produce and make more money. And all of those things that we talk about here on LBM Radio start off with the simple power of your thoughts. Remember what I said in the beginning of the show. Everything in this world started off with nothing more than just a thought. From what God created, He thought the world and the universe, and then spoke it into existence. And the power of your voice and what you say out loud to yourself is even more important, that we didn't even get to talk about too much today. Because as you bring those words out of your mouth, not only do they go out into the universe and to other people, but your own ears hear it. And it reinforces what you're thinking. So it's important to say these things to yourself internally. It's important to say these things to yourself out loud. And if you want more help and advice on this, how you can think and feel better and make improvements not only in your health but in your life in general, then call my good friend Dr. Dan Cuney. He is there to help you. You can reach him directly for a consult, one of his free workshops, or other information at 713-295-9358. That's 713-295-9358, or online at drdanwellness.com. Remember, he is there to help you have a healthier life, and that can impact you in so many ways. It, you know, when we take care of ourselves, everything else starts to fall into place as well. So you've got to make sure that you're thinking just as well of, for yourself as you are for the other people that you care about. So again, call Dr. Dan Cuney today at 713-295-9358 or find him online at drdanwellness.com. Got to take a quick break. We'll be back to wrap up this edition of Life, Business, and Money in just a moment. So stay right here.